From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. President Barack Obama spoke Thursday at the Air Force Academy commencement celebration. As KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports, for many graduates, this was a day they will never forget.
Air Force Academy Superintendent Lieutenant General Michelle Johnson opened the ceremony.
Class of 2016, you have been a remarkable class. Your journey began on the 29th of June, 2012, against the backdrop of the raging Waldo Canyon fires, and culminates today in the shadow of Pikes Peak on this glorious spring day.
In his 30-minute speech, President Obama cautioned the graduating cadets against lessening the country's involvement across the globe.
As we navigate this complex world, America cannot shirk the mantle of leadership. We can't be isolationists. It's not possible in this globalized, interconnected world.
Before shaking each of the 812 graduates' hands as they crossed the stage, the president also emphasized the importance of inclusivity in the armed forces.
We live our values when our military, like America itself, truly welcomes the talents of all people.
In anticipation of the traditional hat toss, which closes each year's ceremony, kids gathered around the perimeter of the field to collect the tossed hats and take them home. Do you want to be a cadet, any of you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Do you think it would be hard?
Probably.
Yeah.
Why would it be hard?
Because you have to
a
do
a lot of work.
Yeah,
you have to get really good grades.
Among them were Clara and Rose Prince, ages 10 and 7, who had traveled from Utah to celebrate the graduation of their sister, Tirza. And are you going to go and try and find your sister on the field?
Yeah.
What are you going to say to her?
I love you.
When the class of 2016 threw up their hats, the stadium erupted in cheers and a fleet of Thunderbirds flew overhead. Clara and Rose found their big sister in the crowd.
How do you feel upon graduating?
So amazing, I'm so happy.
Tirza Prince plans to go to medical school next year, but not before getting married in less than 2 weeks. For KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.